Kanizaru works river cane to produce so-called kanitsi, huge cylindrical containers in which grain is preserved. River cane is collected and split lengthwise. It was then dampened with water, which softened it and made it more malleable, and it was hammered flat afterwards. Once these long filaments had been obtained, tricky, lengthy weaving produced a huge cane rectangle. By joining the ends and placing them on a wooden base, the kanitsu acquired its characteristic cylindrical shape. Naturally, weaving did not create a waterproof surface, but small openings served to let the grain breathe. Its wooden base, instead, served to keep out the damp and protect the grain from direct contact with the soil. The opening that you can see in the outside of the kanitsu still served to withdraw the required quantity of grain, which was measured in muneddu. River cane can also be used to produce fiscaletti, which are whistles, or zufali, wind instruments, and agie, bird cages, or ipanari, grape containers.